Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy. Brought to you by Go Loud and proudly sponsored by Irish Tax Rebates. The tax agent you can trust with over 20 years of experience. Visit irishtaxrebates.ie.
Go Loud. Sounds better with us.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Katie today, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. Now, before I let you know what we want to talk about on this latest episode of Opinions Matter, we want to give a huge shout out to our current show sponsors, and they are Irish Tax Rebates.ie. Very important that you search for them in the address bar of your phone or on your PC, irishtaxrebates.ie. Now, Irish Tax Rebates are the tax agent that you can trust. They are Irish owned with over 6,000 five-star reviews on Trustpilot. And if you've paid any tax in the last 4 years, the chances are there's a few bob that revenue have that you're entitled to claim back. And that's where Irish Tax Rebates come in. They will help you through the whole process. Now, it's very simple. You go onto their website, irishtaxrebates.ie. You fill out their simple application form, and it takes on average 12 working days to have your rebate back into your account. On average, from a study that they did, rebates processed average €1,092. So that's €1,092 you could have that the taxman currently has. It's well worth it. It's a no-brainer. It's a win-win because if you don't get a rebate, if you're not due a rebate, you won't pay anything. If you are due a rebate, you will only pay 10% plus VAT. Now, I have to let you know, there are some bogey companies out there that are literally ripping people off, charging 30% and 40%. In fact, one of our listeners recently accidentally went on to the wrong website and did claim his tax back, but they charged him 30%. 30%. So that's why I say, if you want to find out more, please just go to the website irishtaxrebates.ie and you will find out how to put in a claim for a tax rebate. Now, a number of our listeners have been in touch with us having successfully claimed a tax rebate, like Trish.
Hi guys, just want to leave a quick voice note about your sponsors, Irish Tax Rebate. So after hearing the advertisements on your shows, I decided, sure, why not? Let's go for it. So I went on to their webpage, filled out the form. They emailed me the next day, told me exactly what they were looking for. I sent off all the information, and then about a week, maybe 10 days later, I found out I was due a tax return of €800. So thanks a million. We're delighted.
That's brilliant. €800 better in your pocket, Trish, than in revenue's pocket. So if you would like to find out more, visit irishtaxrebates.ie. Don't do a Google search. Just in the address bar, type irishtaxrebates.ie and find out whether or not you are due a tax rebate. Sorry, Katie.
I keep saying I'm going to do it. And
what's keeping you?
Putting it on the long finger.
There's the address.
I'm going to do it.
irishtaxrebates.ie. As soon as the show's finished today.
Handy coming up to Christmas. Yeah, the amount of messages coming in from people who've done it. So.
Yeah, absolutely. And no, if you have, by the way, put in a claim and it's worked for you, please do let us know on WhatsApp 0858252626. All right, what do we want to talk about on this latest OM? Jenny has been in touch with us. Jenny said the following, and this is what we want to get your opinion on. I work in an Educate Together school in Dublin, and in the school there are so many children of different nationalities, cultures and religions. So, it got me thinking. I'm an Irish woman married to a Muslim man with two children who are being raised Muslim. In the school, we are planning our Christmas celebrations, but Ireland is no longer a religious Christian country. Here in Ireland, we are host to so many children of different religions and nationalities now that I think it's time to make Christmas more inclusive. I think we should adopt the American type Happy Holidays and take the Christ out of Christmas so that every single child in the country can enjoy the occasion. let's face it, nobody cares about the religious side of it anymore. So why not make it more enjoyable and inclusive for everyone? What do you think? I'm not saying stop the celebrations, just change it so everyone can be part of it and make it a more multicultural celebration to match our multicultured country. And that is from a lady called Jenny. It's amazing the sort of thing that trigger people. I've never seen such triggering on our Facebook post that we
What? Piss off, Jenny.
Sorry, that's your message to one of our listeners who contacts us. Piss off. We're here to listen to everybody's opinion. So her opinion is as valid as yours is and is worthy of much more than piss off.
I'm going to have to be very... Okay. Christmas is a Christian celebration. It is a celebration of Christ. Yeah, it's probably hypocritical because we don't go to mass and we're not all very religious. I put myself in that category. But you know what? It's an Irish tradition. So, like, get lost. You don't like
no,
it.
No, it's an Irish tradition. I agree. It was an Irish tradition, by the way, long before Christianity. We always celebrated it in the depths of winter. Okay? We built a big place up the road here. Yeah, we built a big place up the road here where the tunnel lights up in the middle of winter. Yeah.
Well, I'm starting a hashtag today, and it is
long before Christ.
Hashtag piss off, Jenny. I'm serious. Like, piss off, and people of that opinion just.
Okay, let me ask you a couple of questions. This goes back to a previous podcast we had last week, all about christening your children when you're no more religious now than the man in the moon. Okay, so that was last week's
hypocrite
podcast.
Here, yeah.
But this is hypocrisy as well. Mm-hmm. This is very similar. Let me ask you a question. Okay, Christmas, yeah? You have to tell Jenny to piss off. Mm-hmm. Whereabouts in your house do you put your little crib? You know, with the baby Jesus.
Oh, on the table at the TV.
Oh, you actually have one.
I do.
Why?
Because it's tradition, and I don't care if it's hypocritical. It's not a religious thing. It's what I grew up with. It's that warm feeling of Christmas with the little stable and the Christmas tree, and I don't care.
Do you believe in Jesus?
I don't know, is the honest answer. I'd like to think that there's something up there. I'd like to think that there's something good, but I don't go to mass. I don't really... I'd be spiritual enough, but I don't know what it is out there. Nobody does. But, like, this for me comes into... I'll be the first to say, yeah, I'm a hypocrite, but you know
what? Do you go to mass on Christmas Day?
No. No.
Do you, other than having a crib in your house... Which is a load of shite because
it's just for decoration. It's so cozy.
It's just decoration.
No, it is decoration.
So why? Why do you have the baby Jesus in your house?
I grew up with this lovely tradition. And, you know, Christmas means different things to different people as well. It's not all about, you know, it's about families coming together and that. So I stand by what I said. Piss off, Jenny.
No, the time of year. Sorry, hang on for a second.
If we went over to her husband's country.
You can still celebrate the time of year by saying happy holidays. Why does it have to say Christmas when nobody...
But it's Christmas because it's about Christ, about Jesus' birthday.
Yeah, but nobody gives a shit. Nobody cares about the fact that it's Jesus' birthday.
But the point is...
You, by your own admission, you have a crib in your house because it looks nice.
Yeah, it does look
nice. But that's meant to be a religious symbol.
But the point is that if we went over there and we start questioning Ramadan and all their other things, you know, I'm sorry.
This lady that we're talking about, Jenny, yeah, is an Irish woman, born and raised.
It doesn't matter.
She's looking at the broader picture.
So I'm wondering about the influence there, just saying.
She's looking at the broader picture.
There is an influence there, I would imagine. She's married to a Muslim man.
Katie, if you said every year on Christmas Day, we make a point of going to Mass because it's all about Christ's birth, I'd say fair enough. Okay, good for you. Well done. You're practicing what you preach, but you're not. You are literally not.
I don't care. I don't care. I don't care if it's about
and what's
religion.
Even what's even more annoying is that people like you, and I'm going to put you in this category, will let your kids make their first Holy Communion, and will they go to Mass on Christmas Day? No.
Why? Okay. Do Muslims or Jews or anything?
Muslims.
Do they change up their Christmas traditions to accommodate us being included?
Can I tell you that an awful lot more Muslims and Jews would be practicing their religion than Catholics in this country? We are literally a nation of a la carte Catholics now. And you have your little crib because it looks pretty.
Yeah.
You got married in the church because it looked nice.
Yeah.
Like, seriously, it's the ultimate hypocrisy.
I don't care.
And so why? What is... Okay, but then, I'll rephrase it then. What is wrong... You know, we say Happy Christmas to each other. Mm-hmm. What is wrong with saying Happy Holidays?
Because you're diluting your tradition to accommodate someone else.
What tradition? What tradition? The Christ
Christmas
bit.
Tradition.
But you don't
happy
even
Christmas.
Like it.
Happy Christmas. It's always going to be Happy Christmas. And you know what? I'd get it tattooed on my forehead if I was working with Jenny. I swear to God. Happy. Why should we change? So much of Ireland is changing, right? And I'm not saying it's all for the worse, but there are a lot of things, you know, that are slowly
one
dying
of the, and one of the things that has changed in Ireland is that people don't go to church anymore. That's something that has changed,
but
because people don't give a flying you know what
Christmas,
about the church anymore.
Christmas is also about families coming together.
Yeah, but it can still be about
people
families when you
home.
Say happy holidays.
No, it's not the point. It's like, why should we? I'm sorry. No, it makes no if I say happy holidays or happy Christmas, it makes no difference to my life. But why should we? It's like
our
these
number,
Easter eggs. Or what's they call them now?
I don't know. I've heard this before.
No. They actually have changed Easter eggs to stop offending, to stop it being offensive and to make it more inclusive. I'm sorry, but fuck off.
Is there anybody who would have an issue with us dropping the Christian aspect of the celebration of this time of year? Not dropping the celebration, still lash up your tree, because that's nothing to do with Christ.
And hang on, people
still lash your lights
up. People
can,
a lot of people are angry with the church and with the atrocities and the horrific things that happened in the past. But you can be angry with the church and the people, you know, the people who are delivering the message, but you can still believe in your own way in God. It doesn't make you necessarily a hypocrite.
I know, but you know and I know that the majority of people don't anyway. Don't believe any of it.
And if the, so what? Why does it have to? I'm just, I would be concerned. She said she's married to a
Muslim.
Okay,
you're not.
She's two kids being raised Muslim.
You're not in any way religious. You're, by your own admission, yeah, you're not in any way religious. So why not celebrate Ramadan every year? It's another excuse to get time off.
Christmas is Christmas because it is to do with Christ. End of story. If you don't like it, then move back with your husband to wherever he came from.
085-825-2626 is our WhatsApp number. Let me kick off with Jonathan.
Hey, he's not sick of this fucking nonsense. Merry Christmas. It'll always be Christmas. My children go to a Christian school. They're going to have their Christmas play. And I'll be saying Merry Christmas till I'm fucking dead. I'm not capitulating to this nonsense no more. This is a predominantly Christian country, and as I said to you the other day, Jesus is on the march. People are getting back to their faith in this country. And now for people coming in like Muslims and all the rest of it to start saying, change your ways, I say absolutely not to things like that. We have our culture, we have our customs. We should hold on to them. They're ours. Now, if you don't want to play along, you don't have to play along. But I'm not going to change the way I live my life to suit people that are going to dictate to me how I should be living my life. Absolutely nonsense, and I'm against every bit of it. It's a, like I said, it's a mostly predominantly Christian country, and Christ is a big part of it. So Merry Christmas, and if you're offended by that, I couldn't give a fuck. End of story.
Have you paid tax in the past 4 years? If yes, then you could be due a tax refund. Irish Tax Rebates are here to help. With an average rebate of over €1,000 and our no rebate, no fee policy, what do you have to lose? With over 6,000 five-star reviews on Trustpilot, apply now at irishtaxrebates.ie. The tax agent you can trust.
Lorraine, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Lorraine?
Hi, Adrian. How are you?
I'm good. Happy holidays.
Merry Christmas.
Oh, right. No. Happy holidays.
No. No, God, no. No.
Why not?
Leave it alone. Like, who is it actually offended? I actually have got belief. I do believe there's a God up there, and we do the tradition of going to Mass Christmas Day. I have my crib up. My kids know the story behind it. They do the nativity praise. Who is saying the word Merry Christmas?
I mean, when you say your kids know the story behind it, what do they know?
She knows, like, they do the activities in school. She knows my daughter's circle will sit and she'll read the story about baby Jesus first and all of that. They know, and the three wise men and the candles leading up to Christmas. So some of us still have belief in all that. So why should I have to change my views because...
Nobody is saying change your views. Nobody is saying stop celebrating Christmas if that's what you want
it's
to do.
It's diluting our tradition, though.
But she wants us to take the word Christmas out of it and start going around saying happy holidays. Yeah.
Yes.
You're in a Catholic and a Christian country.
Go to any church around the country on a Sunday and see how Christian and Catholic we really are anymore.
To be
seriously.
Fair, Christmas masses are like packed. To be fair,
because people go, oh Jesus, we better go.
But they're still going. They're still going.
They're not as packed as they used to be.
And this is, it's not even just this. It's not even changing a word. It's what changing the word would represent. What's next?
Exactly. I couldn't go over to a Muslim country and say, sorry, I'm offended by Ramadan and Eid. Mm. Can you please change the word?
Mm-hmm.
Jenny, the lady who contacted us, Lorraine, is not a foreigner. She's an Irish woman, and she is just basically arguing, and she's right when she says this. In the school that I work in, there are so many children of different nationalities.
Hang on. And educate together.
Mm-hmm. And by the way, that's the way all of our schools are heading. Eventually, they will be all like that. Here's what she said. There are so many children of different nationalities, cultures, and religions that it got me thinking.
But let them practice their own.
I'm not asking her to change her views. I'm not asking her to not celebrate Christmas. I'm not asking her to do anything. I like celebrating Christmas. As I said, I have the crib because I have belief. I do believe there's a God up there, and I do believe in it. Right? I do have belief. So it feels like to me she's attacking my... I know you're saying she's not, but that's what it feels like. Why should I have to change...
All she's asking for, is a bit more inclusion to make people of other cultures.
No, but this isn't about other cultures. This is a Christian thing. This is about
my identity.
This is about our culture. This is about the Irish, or not even the Irish, the worldwide Christian culture. It's not like, you know, what.
That most people have walked away from
Ramadan, so Christians could be included in it. It doesn't matter if people walked away from it.
I haven't. I still have belief. I was on last week saying it. I do have belief, so I like Merry Christmas.
Okay, but you know, and I know, Lorraine, at this stage, an awful lot, a huge percentage of people don't have belief anymore,
and they can celebrate Christmas whatever way they want. I'm not asking anyone to change the words or not celebrate. If you don't want to celebrate Christmas, that's up to you.
Lorraine, nobody is talking about not celebrating Christmas either. We're talking about making that celebration more inclusive, yeah.
But I'm a Catholic, I'm a Christian, and I believe in it.
It's the height of woke, isn't it? It really is the height of woke.
You're offended by the word Christmas. Like, how is Christmas not inclusive to everybody? What, because the word Christ is in front of it? Like, I just think I know you're saying she's Irish, but she's raising her two kids Muslim, and I wouldn't ask them to turn around and change the words when they're doing Ramadan around. I think that should be more inclusive.
No, but you know, and I know, Lorraine, that the whole season for 2 months in November and December every year is called Christmas. It's all about Christmas.
In a Catholic country.
Isn't a Catholic country anymore, Lorraine? Is it really? Seriously,
we are Christians.
Okay, sorry, Lorraine. When I hear people saying it's a Catholic country, the people saying that don't even go to bloody church anymore.
It doesn't matter, though.
Of course, it matters.
Why should we change our traditions?
We may as well say it's a Muslim country because none of us go to.
If we were over there. In
Where's over there?
Saudi Arabia, let's say. And anybody starts saying, oh, we want, you know, our culture represented. Christians start calling for Christianity to be represented in their religious festivals and celebrations.
We'll be told to fuck off.
Yeah.
Okay, can I just tell you that if you go to places like Saudi Arabia, people are devout Muslims. They are wedded to their religion. That is not the case here anymore. We're a crowd of absolute hypocrites. I want to keep Christ in the name. Do you believe in him? No.
We are still predominantly a Christian country, I hate to tell you. We are.
I have belief in it.
You're one of the few, Lorraine. You're one of the few.
That's my point. I have belief in it. I do believe there's a God up there. I do believe there's more than this. This isn't it. I believe in it. And it offends me to ask me to change it to Happy Holidays. I'm Christian. I'm Catholic. Leave me alone.
Stay there for a second, Lorraine. Our number is 0858252626. If you would like to get involved in this, we'd love to get you involved. Anthony, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Anthony?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, thanks, Anthony. What did you want to say on this?
So when I saw the post go up originally, I was quite angry because it's a very woke opinion to have, particularly as a teacher. She says that she's in an Educate Together school.
She didn't say she's a teacher, actually. I'm very conscious of that fact. She says, I work in an Educate Together school. Doesn't mean she's a teacher, but go on anyway.
But what's wrong with educating people that Catholics say Merry Christmas at Christmas? why insist on changing it? Why can't we educate together and say that's what the Catholics do on Christmas? Just like we would say to someone of the Jewish faith around a similar time of year, we'd say Happy Hanukkah. I'd have no problem saying to a Jewish person to wish them a Happy Hanukkah around Christmas time, because that's their faith. It's called openness and inclusivity. Why do we have to get rid of something from the Catholic Church or from the Catholic faith? I absolutely, it's mind-boggling why people have to whitewash the Catholic faith. Because
just for the record, by the way, it's not just the Catholic faith that celebrates Christmas. It's all Christian faiths, Protestants and Catholics, not just Catholics. Just to make that clear,
to simply whitewash and say, well, we should really be saying Happy Holidays.
Yes.
No.
Because that includes everybody. Then that includes everybody. It includes Jews, as you said, celebrating Hanukkah. It includes everybody.
Absolutely not. I think it's a term used to wish someone a Merry Christmas. There's nothing derogatory in the term. There's nothing offensive in the term. And I don't understand where anybody would have an argument.
Nobody even said there was anything offensive in the term. Now, I will point out that the word Christmas has the word Christ in it. That's the basis of the word. But what is so wrong with including everybody and saying Happy Holidays?
There's nothing wrong with that. My point is there's nothing wrong with Merry Christmas either. So why would people be expected to not use it? But the argument put forward is not to say, well, we should be using Happy Holidays as well. The argument is we could exchange Merry Christmas for Happy Holidays. So why get rid of Merry Christmas?
Why not? Because at this stage, I mean, everybody going on, oh, this is a Catholic country, a Christian country, blah, 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 blah. On paper.
Doesn't matter what country you're in.
On paper and based on what people fill out in their census form, you could argue that this is a Catholic or a Christian country. But in reality, is it really anymore? I would argue no.
I would argue that it's my opinion that we are a multicultural country, and one of those cultures happens to be Christianity, Catholicism.
Correct.
And during Christmas, we say Merry Christmas. Leave us alone.
Okay, leave us alone. Let me bring in more of your opinions like this from Trevor.
What's the story, boys and girls? You know what, Adrian, I don't think you'll actually play this out on live. But you know what, love? With your little take Christ out of Christmas, fucking, not today. Take your fucking little narrow mind to fuck off out of this country if that's the way you feel. Christmas is inclusive in Ireland. We're not saying nobody can celebrate or be there with us. So if you want to take stuff away, you know what? Fuck off. Sick of all this Americanism bullshit that's spread into this country. And anybody that wants to take a leaf out of America's book needs a fucking head check. Agent, we're doubt you'll play it out live, but you know what? Look forward to the show. Cheers.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A podcast from Ireland with a difference.
Every religion, says this message, Katie, is about respect. Katie is not being very respectful to Jenny, telling her to go back to her husband's country. This goes back to Jenny, who's the lady who contacted us, who's an Irish woman, happens to be married to a Muslim man.
But if she doesn't
and you're
respect,
saying piss off back to his
but
country.
But if she doesn't want Christmas and she doesn't want her kids seeing it, or she thinks it's not inclusive, then her husband's Muslim. I'm assuming he's from a Muslim country. Maybe I'm wrong. And if she's not happy, then she can go back there where but she can celebrate.
Okay,
her,
this argument, this is a Christian country or Catholic
whatever.
Country. In our constitution, by the way, no church, no religion has any higher authority than any other.
But
gone are the dark days when the Catholic Church ruled the country.
Mean that we have to dilute our beliefs and our traditions.
But you don't have any beliefs.
But
you've already admitted that.
My belief is that I like Christmas.
Yeah, but you don't have any beliefs.
I like the word Christmas.
And you would represent
Happy Christmas.
You would represent a majority of the people in this country who don't have any belief.
It doesn't. I don't care. It doesn't matter if it's all about respect. Then respect the fact that this is a Christian thing. We don't come in on, you know, your Ramadan or your Hanukkah or anything like that. Leave us with ours, we'll leave you with theirs. Piss off. Piss off. Go away and piss off.
Because you're so devout to your religion. It is, Katie.
It
is.
It's not about it, no.
Do you not get the hypocrisy of this conversation?
I don't care if it's hypocritical. It's my tradition. It's something I look forward to every year. The magic. It's also...
But, okay, why don't you...
It's not just about religion. It's about the magic.
Why don't you celebrate the tradition of Ramadan every year? Why not?
Because
you don't believe in that either.
Well,
so you may as well.
It's not my tradition. 2, I don't know a whole lot about it. I know the basics. 3, I'm not a Muslim. I'm a Christian.
But you're not even a Christian.
But it doesn't matter. I was christened a Christian.
Oh, right. Okay. You were indoctrinated into a church.
I was indoctrinated into a church. But it's also, I've sacraments, whatever, that I've gone through, and it's celebrations I choose.
But you're literally making a mockery of it.
I'm not making a mockery of it.
You have a crib in your gaff because it looks nice.
Yeah. It's better than having no crib. I'm sure Jesus would be happy that I have a crib in my house, regardless of why I have it there.
As one of our commenters messaged a moment ago, if we're such a Christian country, why aren't the churches packed on a Sunday anymore? And Katie, they're not.
It
because you're
matter.
Not going.
It doesn't
and the
matter.
Vast majority of people.
Okay, you know what?
The
this
vast
is
majority
more,
of people who okay. are listening to this podcast
the reason
don't
behind
either.
Christmas might be religious, but that did get lost somewhere along the way. Now it is about tradition. It is. It's about Irish families and families all over the world who would have been Christians or whatever. It's about families coming together. It's about a little bit of magic. And you know what? If you want to take that away and make it your own, you can try. Piss off. I'll be saying Christmas till the day I die. So,
Michael, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Michael?
I swear to God, I listen to this show all the time. And I have never heard as much racism than I have.
Racism.
In a long fucking time.
Racism. Now, I don't know if I'd agree with the racism bit.
On this show this morning.
What?
All you have to say is happy holidays. It's no big deal, mate. And I swear to God, Katie, I'm really disappointed with you, love.
I'm sorry, Christmas is Christmas. It always will be.
I swear to God, I'm really disappointed with you, Katie.
I don't care. Honestly.
You know, you let me down today.
I couldn't give a shite.
I'm just being honest with you. I don't care.
Christmas is Christmas, and I will say Christmas forever. Nobody's going to take that away. It's a tradition I grew up with.
Muslim, you couldn't say to we Muslim kid, happy holidays, no?
What is the big issue? It is Christmas.
Hold on a minute. What would you do if you seen a little Muslim kid?
Hang on, there was American kids in my daughter's school. They did a thing for thanks in her preschool for Thanksgiving, and they had happy Thanksgiving. I don't care. If they'd wanted to do something in her school for Ramadan or any other, or Hanukkah or any other celebration, I don't care. But the point is that we are traditional here in Ireland, and our tradition says Christmas.
It's fucking backwards in Ireland. That's what it is. Backwards.
And why don't you move abroad? Go live in one of the...
Is that your answer to everything, Katie?
You're not happy. If you're not happy, don't... I'm fucking happy.
I'm very happy.
Katie, the fact of the matter is this. Nobody is saying if you, as a devout Catholic, Christian, whatever you are, on your knees at your bedside every night saying your prayers.
When was the last time you went to mass, Katie?
Let me think. When was the last time? Jesus,
you can't remember.
No.
See, there you go.
You're going to call me a hypocrite. I called myself a hypocrite about 20 minutes ago, so.
I know that, but I'm just, I want you to face up to it, like, you know what I mean?
I've never heard so much sight
come out of you today, Katie, about telling your man to go back to you. That's wrong. And it's with your listeners as well. It's disgraceful.
What are you on? And can I have some? Because you are tripping. Seriously, you are tripping, man. You're tripping. Oh, you're tripping. I'm well damaged today.
Okay, so as far as you're concerned, you see no harm in...
No harm whatsoever in people saying
happy holidays to each other and drop the Christmas.
Fuck Christmas. Happy holidays. It's just a word, Adrian.
I agree. And nobody is telling...
Katie,
nobody is telling you not to have your crib in... Shut up for a second.
Represents.
Nobody is telling you not to have your crib in your house.
Exactly.
Nobody is saying, don't put up your Christmas tree. Nobody is saying, don't give the kids presents. Nobody is saying any of that. Just use a different word.
A different word to pander to other religions. I'm sorry. No, to dilute our tradition.
So you're asking people of no religion not to pander to people of a religion.
Yes.
That's what I heard.
Yes. Why would... I'm sorry, this is political correctness gone crazy. Christmas is a Christian celebration. If you don't like it, go hide your house.
Sorry, Katie, yes.
Piss off.
Christmas is a Christian celebration for Christians.
Do you ever notice lately, you know, we say Happy Christmas to someone? They're rolling around lately and it's like, oh, fuck's sake, here we go again. You know what I mean? Whereas if you say Happy Holidays, how's it going?
So you would much rather us be much more inclusive and use expressions like Happy Holidays to include everybody?
100%. 100%. It's just a word. Happy holidays. Everybody's happy.
I'm not happy. No, I'm not happy. I'm sorry. No, it's happy Christmas.
I did you this morning, Katie. I'm glad to be fucking listening.
Oh, well. Well, I'm glad you've been listening. Then you will have heard all my points about tradition.
I'm saying to you, I'm disgusted with you.
I couldn't give a shite. I couldn't give two fiddlers if you're disgusted
you
with
see,
me.
The bottom line is, Katie. Katie, and I'm going to quote from Jenny's message in the first place. And she said, in the school that I work, there are so many children of different nationalities, cultures, and religions. Okay, yep. That is, whether so you like it or not, so the new Ireland that we live in.
So let them celebrate all their own stuff. This is ours. Why do they get to take it? This is our celebration. If you want to celebrate it with us, come and celebrate it with us. But don't ask us to change it.
No.
What I say, piss off.
We can all celebrate it and just not call it Christmas.
But no! Why would you pander? No, I am not pandering to this bullshit. I'm sorry, you won't get me on side with it. Nothing anybody says today is going to change my opinion on this. Nothing. I'm telling you, it's the height of woke ridiculousness I've ever heard.
Trev, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Trev?
Not too bad until I heard this bollocks.
Oh, this bollocks. Happy holidays then, Trev.
Merry Christmas to you, pal.
Good,
Christmas.
Happy holidays. So, Trev,
Adrian, I was only on the show here just before Halloween when they were trying to get rid of the fucking dressing up in school and all.
Yeah, I remember this was going to happen.
I was said this was going to happen, and look where we are.
Where are we, Trev?
We're trying to change Christmas and all now.
Nobody's trying to change. No. Hang on. Nobody is trying to change Christmas, Trev. All we're talking about is making the celebration, the annual celebration in November. The annual celebration in November and December, making it more inclusive so that everybody can get involved.
Well, here's the thing. If we were to go over to other countries that don't celebrate Christmas, we'd be told to go by their traditions. Otherwise, we'd end up in prison.
You wouldn't end up in prison, though. Relax there. Relax. Where are you going with that?
If we were to go over to the likes of these Muslim countries like Thailand and all that, the women over there have to keep their face covered. They're not allowed to travel without men.
Okay. Well, what's the point you're making? What's that got to do with you?
The point I'm trying to make is if we went over there... Yeah, we celebrate Christmas. Do they include us in any other holidays that they celebrate? No, they don't.
Okay, but you don't live there. You don't live in any of these countries. You live here. And
I live here in Ireland.
Okay, and again, I want to read the message. The message said that Jenny works in a school and the children are of different nationalities, cultures and religions. That is the new Ireland. That is the Ireland you live in now.
Yeah, it is. And everyone's entitled to their own beliefs. But when they start trying to say, oh, we should say this instead of this, and all,
Michael. When it comes to St. Patrick's Day.
Would you ever kid yourself on the fuck?
Oh, okay. St. Patrick's Day.
Right, what about it?
What about St. Patrick's Day? Should we change the celebration of St. Patrick's Day? I mean, we're celebrating a religious...
No, we fucking shouldn't.
No. I agree we shouldn't, Trev. I agree with you 100%. But
changing everything?
Yes. Adrian is saying it's just a word that we celebrate.
I'm saying it is just a word. What do you mean it represents, Katie? Hang on. It represents something that you don't even believe in.
It doesn't matter. Why do we have to change our traditions? Even though it's just a word. It's just a word now.
To satisfy a wee child, you wouldn't say that.
Sorry, let me tell you. Schools already won't do fucking nativities because it's offensive to the kids who can't take part. I am sorry, but seriously, that does my head in as well. I have never heard such...
It's disgraceful that a school isn't doing nativity plays to celebrate something that you don't believe. Listen to yourself. It's a part of Irish tradition. Bullshit. Listen to yourself.
It's a cozy, warm, fun, magical part of the year. I did my nativity plays. Did it do me any harm? No.
You're not listening to the point I'm making. You want to put on a play to celebrate something that you think is a load of rubbish.
Regardless of what I believe or why I believe it, what the point is, even if people want to believe in the fucking Tooth Fairy and the Easter Bunny, if they want to believe in that, why the fuck should they be told no? Why should they be told no? Because it doesn't fit with another religion's agenda. I'm sorry, that is...
Okay, stay there. Let me bring in more of your opinions. If you want to get involved in this, our number is 0858252626.
And by the way, this isn't about me getting heated up here. This isn't about Christmas. This is about everything. This is just about the general feeling of what's happening in this country all the time.
Katie, I'm going to be hearing from a Muslim woman in a moment who's been living in Ireland for the last 12 years, has three children, and they always feel left out at this time of year.
Boo fucking who? Get involved. Nobody's stopping
the
you.
Language. No need for it.
Sorry,
you're such a devout Christian. Like,
no,
please,
I'm
enough,
sorry,
enough
no,
the
this
bad
really,
language.
There's very little that gets me enraged, and it's this kind of stuff that does enrage me, because why should we give up our traditions? Why should our traditions and the things that we did, why should that be diluted to pander to others? It's not even about, it's about the principle of it. It's the principle of it. I don't ask you to change Ramadan or Hanukkah or any of that. Don't come near our celebrations. Just go away.
Okay, sister.
Could you imagine me being a nun?
Let me bring in more of your opinions on this.
Hey guys, great show there. Can't come on because I'm in work, but I totally agree with Katie. I think Adrian's just a bit of a flip-flop on this one. Like, I mean, it's just ridiculous. So, didn't they get their own way, all these bleeding snowflakes that wanted Easter eggs gone? Now they're called Jester fucking eggs. Like, I mean, why has the world come to, lads? It's bleeding Christmas. Get over it. If you're in Ireland, you go by our rules, and that's just it.
Opinions matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Have you paid tax in the past 4 years? If yes, then you could be due a tax refund. Irish Tax Rebates are here to help. With an average rebate of over €1,000 and our no rebate, no fee policy, what do you have to lose? With over 6,000 five-star reviews on Trustpilot, apply now at irishtaxrebates.ie. The tax agent you can trust.
Helen, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Helen?
Oh, good afternoon, lads. Katie, you're absolutely wrong on this one. And what it sparks, what it sounds like, is the racial tone again.
But yeah, of course it's racial, because other religions
obviously, Katie, you have to move on. This is for our children. You have to move on. You have to be a diverse country. Unfortunately, that's life.
But we are diverse.
We're not. It's because we're not, because of people like you. It's just gone ridiculous now. Like, you have to change words. You can't go back. If you were to go back 100 years ago, or even 50 years ago, in our parents' lifetime, the Catholic Church ruined our lives. That was tradition.
I don't deny the atrocities, but it's different.
What she's talking about is...
I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the way we had to change. We had to change because it wasn't working. It was suppressing us. And by you continuing to say, oh, I have a crib, it's suppressing your children moving on. So what if you have a crib? If you want a crib in your house, you have it for the right reason, not because it's a decoration. You have it and you teach your children, that's baby Jesus, but you're not a practicing Catholic.
The whole point of my house is that I can have in it what I want for whatever reason I want.
Yeah, that's fine. But you don't say you have it in because you're a practicing Catholic.
Because it looks
Catholic.
Pretty.
You're but not no, a practicing Catholic.
I didn't say
that. Catholic.
I didn't say I'm a practicing Catholic.
Okay.
So why the crib?
No,
Helen, you said there about diversity, that we're diverse and we have to change.
We have to change. Change doesn't mean changing who we are. It doesn't mean changing our traditions.
It doesn't
mean
giving up what we believe in.
I'm not asking you to change. I'm asking you to look at the world as a better place for your children. And if you continue that, you're not allowing your children to move on. It's the same with the North. In the North, the people that live up the North are not allowing their younger generation to move on. And the hatred is just getting bigger and bigger.
I mean, that's
it's all
very
the same
different.
Thing.
It is the same thing.
Because hatred, this is to do, that's to do with hatred. That's to do with...
Casey, I'm sorry. What's coming across today is hatred out of you. No, hang on. Will you just listen to me for a minute? You said if Jenny doesn't like living here, go back to her husband's country.
Yes.
Her husband... No, she's from this country. She's Irish.
But she has a problem with Irish tradition.
No, she has a problem with the lack of inclusion.
Look, I'm going to bring it back to very...
I'm going to bring it back to basics.
We can be inclusive, and I would encourage any family, any child to get involved. But if you're going to get involved, don't ask us to change our traditions. I'm sorry, who said that we need to? You can be accepting and you can have diversity without changing your fundamental traditions and beliefs. Why do
we need to change?
The people to change what they say.
No, she's not. I'm sorry, we are already inclusive.
I want to read a message that came in. Helen, stay there for a second. I want to read a message that came in a couple of minutes ago from one of our listeners. Have a listen to this. It says, Adrian, I'm a Muslim woman living in Ireland for 12 years. I've three children and they always feel left out this time of the year. In the shops, on the TV, on the radio, in the restaurants, in play centres, all the movies in the cinemas, it's all pushed in our faces, and it's not fair on the children like my children who don't have any part in it. I would rather see terminology change so that my children can embrace it too. We feel very cut off at this time of year and it is hard to feel at home. Celebration should be for everyone so that everyone is happy. And you're going to tell that lady and her children to piss off back to where they came from.
First of all, who told this woman that she couldn't be a part of it? It's a bloody word. If you're so upset about it, then get your kids involved. Nobody's standing there saying they can't be involved. Bring them to see Santa. Embrace it. Embrace it and enjoy it and let your kids be part of the magic.
But so what's wrong?
What this is like? This is like moving
you
into...
You just said it's a word.
You just said it's a word.
It's what the word represents.
What does it represent?
It represents our traditions. And
what,
hang on a second. This
what
is
Irish
like,
traditions?
Adrian, let me speak. You've got someone on the
Christmas
line
represents Irish traditions.
What tradition?
This is like moving into somebody's house, someone taking it into their house, and you move into their home and then you slowly start telling them what to do and what to change. I'm sorry, anyone is welcome to come to this. Once you work and once you contribute, if you don't want it, then you can definitely fuck off. But once you come in and you can work and you can contribute to society, you're welcome to stay, but embrace our culture.
Okay, sorry, Helen, you're trying to get back in there. Go on.
Do you know what, Casey? Your racial tone just comes out in all your arguments. It's absolutely, you're nearly, it's on the tip of your tongue. Go back to your own country. It's on the tip of your tongue. I can hear you.
But Helen.
It's not just on the tip of her tongue. She's actually said it.
I said it. Helen, anybody, I would say the same to Irish people going to Australia.
Okay, so what about all the people in Australia then? All the Irish in Australia.
If they're not happy.
Should they just go?
Yes. If an Irish person, hang on a second. Let me answer the question. I can't hear both of you. Go to another country, especially a country that is so different in terms of their beliefs and stuff. If an Irish and they're not happy with that country, I would say to them, go home. It doesn't suit you.
What
it's
do you
not
mean, go
for
home?
You.
Their children. Their children are probably Irish.
This woman who sent us that message, I'm a Muslim woman living in Ireland for 12 years,
they
are three
children
who don't feel
this. They don't feel
their
included.
Children are Irish, Casey. This is their home. Stop
no, we're talking about the message we got from the woman. We're talking about the message we got. I'm sorry,
no,
I'm not going to back down on this.
Your tone is the same.
Helen, stay there for a second. Hang on, I want to bring in some more calls on this. And John, you're trying to get in here as well.
How are you doing, Adrian?
What's wrong with you, John? You're spitting bullets.
Now, Adrian,
yeah.
Can I just say, I want to start this conversation off by doing this. Happy Christmas.
Happy
Easter, happy Halloween, happy St. Patrick's Day, happy everything. This is fucking Ireland, guys. This is Ireland. I've listened to this show there from the start there now, and they're saying, oh no, I'm a Muslim woman and they're not included. And Katie, fair play to Katie. Team Katie today. She said, Asian, Nobody's excluding anybody here, Adrian. Nobody but their parents. Their parents. I've heard Helen there. Helen, back to you as well. Their parents are excluding them from the Irish of the Merry Christmas or Happy Christmas. Then nobody else is doing it to them other than their parents, Helen. Excuse me. And here's the thing, Helen.
Sorry, Helen.
This is fucking Ireland. When the last time you looked, Helen, this is Ireland. The last time you looked at Helen, this is Ireland.
Okay, John, let her respond. Sorry, Helen. Go on.
Sorry, before we go any further, I'm an Irish true and true, and I'm very happy with my country. But I know that the world, I'm not talking about Ireland, the world has become a diverse place. It is not going back. Whatever way you look at it, it is not going back. And if
what
we
you
continue,
going back where, Helen?
We're going back to people like you saying that people are not included. They should be
people
included.
People like fucking me. Hold on, Helen. Hold on. This is my fucking country. And I say happy Christmas to who the fuck I like.
No, do you own it? You live in it. You don't own it.
This is owned by... This is my... I do own this country. I'm Irish. I'm born and bred here. Hold on, Helen. Helen, I'm not sorry, I'm a secret, Helen. I didn't come to this country for any other reason that these people came to this country. They came to fucking Ireland, Helen. Okay?
Who are you talking about? Yeah, are you talking about the Muslim woman that's talking about and her three children? I don't care who they are, whatever they are.
They came here, Helen.
To be included.
This is their traditions, yeah, Helen. These are their fucking traditions. As Katie fucking said, Helen. If we went over to their country and asked them to stop Ramadan, what the fuck do you think they'd say to us?
How do you know they're...
Would you fucking stop, Helen, and give yourself a break and get your shit together?
Stop for one second. How do you know that those two people, her and her husband, are not doctors looking after you or your mother?
I don't give a fuck if they're fucking doctors or presidents or whatever. I don't care. It's Ireland, Helen.
Okay, John, relax there. Jesus, take a breath.
Seen such a reaction.
Hang on,
here,
Trevor. John, you keep saying it's Ireland. What do you even mean by that?
You know quite well what I mean, Adrian, and you're there taking the piss out of this as well. This is Ireland. This is their traditions, Ireland, Adrian. This is our traditions. Why should we change? Why should we do that? You tell me.
Because Ireland as a country has changed. We've a different demographic in our population.
Hold on, Adrian.
I want to go back to something that Helen said a minute ago. If you go back to the 1930s or 40s here in Ireland, the Catholic Church literally ruled this country with an iron rod. Okay?
Well aware of it, Adrian.
Okay?
Well aware of it.
And that led to all the shit that we went through in this country, mother and baby homes, because the Catholic Church didn't approve
of
babies outside wedlock and all of that. We have, and this is the point she's making, we have moved past that now.
We
no longer live a life like that. And this is just another step in that.
No,
that's all.
This isn't bollocks. Okay, Adrian, it wasn't too long ago there that they were trying to get rid of the word mother. Do you remember it? Because we fucking won't forget it. Now, where does this all stop, Adrian? Where does it stop?
Okay, Helen, let me throw this back to you. Where does this all stop?
What do you want to stop?
Stop this fucking madness, Helen.
No,
stop all
it's
this
not
madness.
Madness. Unfortunately, life moves on, and this is just another step.
We're not moving on, Helen. You might have moved on. I won't be. And as Katie said, she won't be moving on either.
Okay, relax. You stay where you are, but let your children move on. And if you don't continue
my children agree with me. We're about to be listening together here.
So you're telling me, listen to me for a sec, you're going around and round about here. If there's a foreign child, whatever nationality, it doesn't make any difference, in your child's school, are you going to tell them not to play with them?
I'm
going to
what?
Are you going to tell your children not to play with someone foreign?
My kid has foreign friends. We're not going to change our views about Christmas.
If I see one of them kids, which I've seen them
around Christmas, it'll be the same thing. Happy Christmas. If you're having a good Christmas, happy Christmas to you. That's the way we are, and they know it.
But John, it's not about moving on. And being more inclusive. John, I'm asking you a question. What is so wrong? What is so offensive? What is so hurtful or dangerous with me saying to you and you saying back, happy holidays, buddy?
But why should we change, Adrian? This is what I'm talking about.
Now, then I'm going to ask you the same question.
My mother, father, their mother, fathers, and my mother, I bothered them.
Okay, I'm going to ask you the same question that I asked Katie earlier on. Are you a devout Christian?
I do believe in God, and I do pray to God.
Oh, you do pray?
I don't go to Mass every day. No, I fucking don't. I don't go to church every week.
Do you even go on Christmas Day?
It depends.
You haven't been on Christmas Day for donkey's years. Tell the truth.
That's none of your business. So that is none of your
here's
business.
The fact of the matter is, though, Asian. I don't need to go to church to pray to God. You know that, don't you?
No, I do know don't that. You? But John, you know,
I can sit in my kitchen here and pray to God. I'm getting a headache.
No, I'm going to say to you, Adrian, you talk about diversity. A massive part of diversity is respecting other people's cultures and beliefs and traditions.
Yeah, I get all that.
By asking us to change ours, you are not respecting ours. You are infiltrating what is supposed to be.
Okay, Katie, you keep going on about tradition, and I'm going to throw something at you. And that is, it is tradition for people to attend religious service on Christmas Day because that's what the day is all about. Yet that tradition is one that you've given the two fingers to, and so has John as well, by the way.
Tradition changes. If people want to stay home,
happy days, happy holidays.
They can still be within the realms of what we believe. We don't have to change words. They change because we change them on our terms.
I don't know if you realise.
People come in and tell us. I don't know if you have to do.
Sorry,
that's bollocks.
Jenny didn't come in anywhere. I'm not talking about Jenny.
This goes wider than that. There's already winter lights in Dublin. I'm sorry, winter fucking lights.
But it is winter.
No, they're Christmas lights. I'm sorry, it's always going to be an Easter egg. I will always buy Easter eggs at Easter. I don't care. If you want to come over here and live here and come in from other countries, I'm not talking to people already born here and raised here. People coming in from other countries, come, you are welcome. But don't come in here and ask us to change our shit because it's not going to go down well.
Keith, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Keith?
How's it going, Adrian? Look, there's plenty of countries over there, Kuwait, Saudi Arabia, all them haven't got any Christmas in it. Why can't they piss off over there instead of trying to change this fucking place?
Nobody's trying to change anything about this place.
This is only a stepping stone. This is a stepping stone. You know, you want to change one thing and go to another thing, another thing, another thing. In 20 years' time, we are fucking screwed. 1.8 billion fucking Muslims coming in to change our fucking way of life in the Western countries. I'm not talking about Ireland alone. I'm talking about the Western countries.
Okay. All this conversation is today, Keith, is about dropping the word Christmas and saying happy holidays. Nothing else.
No, you can still put up your bloody Christmas tree. That's what I said. It's a stepping stone.
Can I ask you, Keith, then? Can I ask you, and this is a legitimate question, are you a devout Christian?
I am indeed, yeah.
And you go to church on Christmas Day?
I go to church on Christmas Day and on Easter.
Good man.
I don't go every Sunday.
Grand. At least I'm not hearing the sort of hypocrisy that I've heard from other people. Helen, I'm going to come back to you for one second because I know Keith was spitting bullets when you were talking. He's basically saying this is just the beginning. What next?
Okay, we'll go back to the 50s and 60s or we'll go back to the 60s or 70s.
Let's talk about the 60s and 2024. Calm down.
Yeah, thank God it's 2024. And one of the traditions in the Catholic Church was you had to get married and you had to live together. You had never to live together. You had to be a virgin and get married.
Hang on, Keith.
You're saying you've moved on from all that.
That is my point.
The Catholic Church hasn't moved on from all that. The Catholic Church still believes in all that.
My point is that we as Christians have moved on. Keith,
you're talking about, you said we Christians, we Catholics have moved on, but your church hasn't. Your church still believes in that shit. Your church still believes you shouldn't have children outside of wedlock. Your church still believes all the stuff that we had to live with back in the 30s and 40s.
They do, Adrian, but you know what? Church is not going to go out and take your head off, your hands off, and they're not going to fucking dress the women from head to toe in veils that people can't fucking see them or anything. I keep saying this, it's a stepping stone and it's a big fucking...
Go on, Helen, it's a stepping stone.
It is okay. Let me tell you something about our Catholic Church. I'm married to a divorcee, and my priest, my local priest, has told me that he cannot give me communion. That please don't embarrass him or myself, and don't come up to the altar to get communion. Is that right? Is that a right thing to do?
What does Islam do to people who get divorced? What happens there?
We're talking about our country. That is why the racial tone is coming out of all your voices, because we're actually, I'm not. I don't think the illegal people should be in our country. No, I am not. I don't think illegal people should be in our country. But we're not talking about that. We're talking about allowing our children to be down.
Okay, Helen, can I ask you a question? I want you to address the listeners who are listening to us right now, who are literally up in arms at the mere thought that we ever say happy holidays in this country. What do you say to those people?
It is a word. You can celebrate whatever way you like, and you accept everybody. Christian is supposed to be a welcoming religion. I'm not a practicing Christian. I'm not a practicing Catholic, but I'm a Christian person, and I would welcome anybody that respects me in whatever way. Okay,
the argument that we've been hearing is
different.
But the word Christmas is our tradition. That's what I've heard from people like Katie.
It's not about the word. It's about the tradition. Something that's ours. I'm sorry.
No.
It's nothing to do with you or your religion. Don't piss all over ours.
The word Christmas is tradition. Being married before you have sex and not allowed to have children. I had to be churched when I had my child, my first child. I was brought and churched. Thank God all that tradition is changed. So it's a tradition, and so what if we have to move on?
Okay, but this is something magical. This is something nice. This is something that brings families together. It's about kids.
So why don't you go to church and celebrate it then?
Hang on.
Why don't you go to church and celebrate it?
Instead of keeping on talking over me. Well, I'm not, this isn't even about the word, it's about what, and I'm sure everybody here who would be on the side that I'm on would agree with me. It's not about the use of a word, it's about what the word represents. It starts with a word, and then what? Don't put up your Christmas tree. Then, oh, here, listen, let's get rid of Santa. No, I'm sorry, piss off. That's like going into someone else's house and then saying, you know what? I don't like this.
Again,
place.
Casey, I'm going to tell you, the lady who brought this conversation up in the first place is an Irish woman called Jenny. She's not from the back arse of the Middle East.
That's more sad, isn't it? Isn't that more pathetic? I'd love to
know
what.
So is Helen, by the way. So is Helen, who was on there.
Had there as well.
085-825-2626 is our WhatsApp number if you would like to get involved in this conversation.
I actually find that more sad that she's actually an Irish woman. Because she should know.
But she's not entitled to an opinion that this state should be more inclusive.
It's about people expecting us to change. I'm sorry, no, we don't. Nobody changes for us, or nobody would. We wouldn't ask anybody to anyway, because we're not that sad. Like, wanting to be up in everybody's shit. I'm sorry, no, get a life. Like, it's just unbelievable. I just, this woke, horrible narrative. I just hate it. I absolutely hate it.
Keith, just to go back to you for a second, that's what you see this as, a woke narrative.
Yeah, exactly. It is. There's no other way of putting it. Why can't the parents be accepted? And we're accepted if they're coming in here, right? As long as they integrate and they don't try to assimilate, yeah, we're grand with that. But they're coming over here to assimilate. They don't want to integrate with us. You take the AIN off Christian and you're left with Christ, right? So they're anti-Christian, anti-Christ. They fucking hate us. They want to destroy anything got to do with us. Anyway, any fucking thing got to do with Christianity at all, they want it gone. They're coming over, they're continuing the fucking crusade for 2,000 years ago. That's how far they've gone. They've said it. They've said what they've come here to do, what they're coming here to do.
Okay, so in answer to my question, no to the use of expressions like happy holidays.
Fuck no.
Okay. Thanks very much indeed. And let me just squeeze in one final WhatsApp voice note from Robbie.
All right, guys, in relation to this topic today, as I said before on many occasions, I'm an atheist. I don't do the religious element of any holidays. But I still say Merry Christmas, and I don't get offended by it. If somebody gets offended by Merry Christmas, that's a damn problem. Don't forget, offense is always taken. It's never given.
Robbie, at no point did anybody say that they were offended by the word Christmas.
Well, if people
offended. All they said is, let's make this time of year a little bit more inclusive.
I'm not talking about, you know, lefty Jenny with her liberal, politically correct, over-the-top views. Hashtag piss off Jenny. I'm talking about also people coming in from other countries who would expect us to change. nobody's saying you can't get involved. Embrace it. Bring your kids to see Santa. You know, make
Santa's nothing to do with Christmas
cookies. Santa does have everything to do with Christmas. Don't be
nothing
ridiculous.
To do with Christianity.
It doesn't matter.
It's a made up thing. Coca-Cola invented them.
It doesn't matter. It's a massive part of the Christmas celebration. The magic for kids. I'd imagine when
but
that
you still have all that.
I'd imagine
you can still have all that.
What I'm saying is nobody is pushing
in America. They say happy holidays. Santa still comes from America
and enjoy Christmas with us. Come to Santa. Have someone. Maybe not. What eggnog is alcoholic, so maybe don't have some eggnog, but you know, enjoy the leave a carrot out for Rudolph. Enjoy all of our celebrations. We welcome you, but don't fucking try to change them.
Okay,
end
enough,
of story.
Enough. Thank you for listening to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and the Catholic Church's number one
Sister Mac,
Katie Mac. Please hit subscribe or follow. Click on the bell icon on Spotify and you'll get a notification every time we upload a new episode. I'm Adrian, that's Katie, and thanks to our show sponsors, IrishTaxRebates.ie.
Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy. Brought to you by Go Loud and proudly sponsored by Irish Tax Rebates. The tax agent you can trust with over 20 years of experience. Visit IrishTaxRebates.ie.
Go Loud. Sounds better with us.